Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernstein and Harris.
I'm covered in bees.
Middays 10 till 2.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
Let me see you pop them things, shake them doodle brand.
Yeah, just let that play. Because why would we cut that short?
The internet doesn't know about this.
I mean, the internet knows about it now. I didn't know about it when it happened.
What do you know about this?
Stop.
Well, you know a lot.
Stop. Stop. Don't
you not you.
About that thing?
Wow. No. Hard no. Oh, you don't know about that?
I know about that particular clip in that particular context, but you know what?
The best is Jalen.
Ah! Woo! That's who was a former coach of the Sixers?
Collins. Coach Collins.
Yeah, Coach Collins knew about it, and Sage didn't know
about it. Jay Adonis, Coach Collins reenacted it on a bus.
And yeah, that Woo! That what a time to be alive.
You know
what happened to that boy?
What happened to that boy?
You know about that thing?
Wow. I know Jared Payton is laughing at this.
He has
I
to be.
Know Jared
know,
Payton.
We're going to get to him. Okay, listen. Joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is one Jared Payton of WGN Sports. Jared Payton, as you hear that, I know you know about that. It's,
oh man!
I'm listening to you tell the tales on this particular network.
Marshall, Layla, you guys don't need me. Like, why are you bringing me on? I could sit here and just listen to you guys talk. I mean, I was doing it earlier, but holy cow. Like, that song, oh my gosh, every time I hear that song, it takes me back to South Beach and amazing times in my life.
You know what it is, Jared? When that song drops, if you are in a – you don't even have to be in a club, right? You don't have to.
No.
But if you're in a club and that song drops and the song before it wasn't – hitting, now it is hitting, and
yeah,
everyone is doing the things that they do. If you know,
yeah,
what I'm
you
saying.
Can't, Marshall. You can't even talk about some of the things that they do to that song. I mean, like, be down in the 305, and I'm telling you, just to see. Soon, as, let me see you. As soon as you would hear that, you could be at the bar and just have to run all the way back to the dance floor. Like, just hold my drink. I got to go dance to this song.
Yeah. Dude, that needs to be an alarm clock, man. And the beauty of it was, at the time, you could listen to that part bounce off of each speaker.
Right.
Like, it would go left speaker and then right speaker.
Yeah.
It was revolutionary.
It's
people
like,
don't know.
Layla, it's kind of like you can't. As soon as you hear that, I want to rap. You have to do it. It's almost similar to the theme song to DuckTales. Like when you listen to DuckTales,
woo,
you can't go. You can't get. Woo, you have to do it when it comes up in the song. So it's like
I feel like that'd be your perfect ringtone theme song, MySpace song, because it literally starts. Life is like a what? Hurricane.
Oh
yeah.
No.
Here in
didn't.
Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur.
It's duck blur.
Might solve a mystery.
Might rewrite history. And listen.
Come on.
I don't want to get too far off track, although I do love being off track. Overall thoughts, Jared, about this this football team that plays professionally, which we all follow like it's life or death. How are you feeling going into week 5 compared to how you were feeling going into week 4?
Well, I mean, Marshall, my thoughts going into the season were a little tapered back just a little bit because it was like you have a rookie quarterback that's coming in with all these high expectations. I can only imagine how that feels and coming to a franchise that has been starving for a franchise quarterback for a long time. And I just knew that there was going to be some ups and downs. I knew it was going to be kind of a roller coaster, especially early on. And I think when I look at this offense, before I was blinded a little bit by all the new bells and whistles, just the added of all these new, you know, skill position players and then also the guys that were on the roster. But I think one of the biggest things was for me, and I keep talking about it all the time, was the question marks about the Bears offensive line and Shane Waldron. And listen, I am here to give everybody time, especially Shane Waldron. I'm here to give you some time to figure this thing out. And I think what we've seen from Caleb has been progression every single week. And, you know, going into week four, it was like, can we see that progression, but can we also take care of the football? And he did what he had to do, took what the defense was giving him. They found a way to be able to effectively run the ball and stay committed to running the football. And he didn't turn the ball over. And lo and behold, you got a defense that is really good. And so that's been fun to watch. I'm just on this side, just kind of watching this offense and seeing how they can they week to week kind of put it together, because it's almost the perfect marriage. And I heard you guys talking to Grody earlier, and Groats was talking about how he wanted, you know, to play those division games earlier. Well, I like the way that it's set up. It gives you that opportunity for some trial and error before you get into those games that we all look forward to in a tough NFC North.
So ideally, what do you think you want to see out of either Bears development or maybe some offensive scheme this week against a Panthers team that we know has a win, but still is largely the Panthers? Like, this seems like a good time to work on stuff.
Yes, and don't forget about the Red Rifle, too. And Dalton's going to be back, so that's always good. I want to see if we can see some more explosive plays, especially on the offensive side of the ball. That's what we haven't seen. We've seen, you know, some opportunities, but they haven't really. A lot of stuff is, you know, these screens and short passes, and I understand that's just because of some of the issues that they're having up front. Can they establish the run game? Can they establish the outside zone game? Can we see a little bit more of Caleb moving, maybe some more boot action? That would mean that he would need to be under center a little bit more as well to be able to take some of those throws. I mean, that's what we are all excited about. And if you watch, you know, West Coast games, and while he was in college, you saw him be so accurate with the football. And I want to see them take some shots down the field. And I know DJ Moore wants to take some shots too, man. I know. Listen, I get where he's coming from, man. I can understand the frustrations. This dude just got paid. He got the bag. And he's not just about the bag. He's about producing on the football field. And when he's not, that's not him being a diva. That's just him wanting to put his best output every time that he steps onto that field. And so I get it. But taking some more shots, Layla, down the field, I want to see more explosive plays if we can do that. But that's going to have to come from running the football with Swift and also Roschon Johnson.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jared, I'm in sync with you on so many things. Number one, the grace that you're giving to this team, this offense, this quarterback. Number two, the schedule. Yes, it's a perfect schedule for a new offensive coordinator, a rookie quarterback, all of that stuff. My big concern now is I'm looking around the division like, hold up, this division's 11-5. They don't have a single loss to a team with a losing record. Finishing in the top three is which is what you think you probably have to do to make the playoffs. Yes. It looks like a very tough challenge. Now, I'm not saying like, hey, if they can win the next two games, go 4-2 into the bye, you feel good about it. But just how good is this NFC North, and how surprised are you by, I guess, first off, Minnesota being at the top?
Hey, that's what I was going to tell you. First and foremost, I was pegging them to be at the bottom of the barrel, but I mean, Sam Darnold's having a phenomenal year. They're figuring it out defensively, man. That Minnesota squad is fun to watch. And so anytime that you're having success on both sides of the ball like that gives you an opportunity to win. I knew kind of watching the Lions, and you never know, you guys know, just watching as much football as we do, after one season, it's always hard to be able to replicate what you did the year before or have the same success. But to, you know, watch the Lions as well, like really, really good football team. And they got two good running backs that we're going to run the ball at you. And so they commit to the run, and that gives them that opportunity, especially when you get later into the season. If you got to play here, you got to grind out a game, always gives them a little bit more of an advantage. So, I'm not sure who that team from Wisconsin is and what they're all about. Mm. But when I look at Minnesota and I look at the Lions, it's going to be tough. But Marshall, I'm going to keep saying what I've always said. I love the fact that this NFC North is becoming good again. I mean, we look at the divisions in football, man, it's at the top. And if you are going to claim to at some point take over the North, well, it's not going to be easy, but I don't think you want it to be easy. You want to be the battle-tested team that has an opportunity to go on a run, to be able to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. And it's tough to do that, but if you can be battle-tested in your division week to week when you got to play tough schedule and tough opponents, that's only going to get you better. And I think that's only going to pay off dividends for this Bears squad as they move forward.
No, I agree. I think the best way to get better is not just to motivate yourself, but have the external motivation breathing down your neck if you're a football team. Like that makes the most sense to me. Like when you know everybody else is trying to get better and they're next to you, that becomes the inspiration. I also want to ask you this. You alluded to it a little bit earlier, talking about DJ Moore. I think sometimes we lose sight of what's important to NFL players in a locker room. You know, when you're talking about, we mentioned DJ Moore being a respected veteran. You talk about him getting that second contract and the respect that earns you in a locker room. How can you speak to that, knowing that we just heard him talk earlier today and knowing what we've seen him working with Caleb Williams on the sidelines previously?
Yeah, I can see, I understand why he's frustrated, but it goes to show, Layla, just what kind of dude he is. I mean, that's the kind of dude you want to play with. And I know, like, I didn't have this long career in the NFL, but I mean, when I was at Miami, it was like I was playing with NFL players. I mean, all these dudes, and I just saw the way that they approached the game, and they went in with the mindset that, listen, yeah, it's all good. Like I could be a first round draft pick, and I know I'm going to be, but it's the focus is winning as a team. Like, how do we win as a team? Because it's only going to elevate not just me; it's going to elevate everybody else. If I get some, everybody's going to get some, and so I see DJ kind of being like one of those guys I play with at the U. He's a dog. He wants to be great, and it's frustrating because he knew that there was going to be some ups and downs when you have a rookie quarterback and the struggles there. And I think also, too, regardless of how everybody else feels in this city about Justin, there was a relationship between those two. And I think he was probably at a point where he was – you know, he had some big time games. And you think about the game in Washington, him and Justin, like there are certain times of certain things where you get accustomed to someone and then things change a little bit and you take a couple steps back. And I think that's what happened this going into this season. There's a learning process and a learning curve to have that relationship and be special with your signal caller. And it's going to take a little bit of time for both those two to get on page. The hardest part is being a great teammate, knowing that there's cameras all around the stadium that is centering in on you most of the time after they get you 1 week, and then they come back again and see the frustration on his face. And then next thing you know, the interwebs blow up and look at him. He can't stand Caleb Williams. And no, that's not it. He's just a competitor, man. He wants to get better, and he knows in his heart. And he spoke about that. It's going to take some time for them to really get this relationship and grow. The good thing is, they got time. We just got to be patient.
Way more eyes on him now than perhaps his Carolina days and
hey,
with everything
listen,
that's going on.
Marshall, when your bag gets that big, dude, like all eyes are on you.
Right.
Biggie said it, more money, more problems, man. Like it is what it is.
Well,
I think that now means a lot more than we realized at the time.
Oof. Layla, you said it, I did it. Okay.
I want Jared Payton.
I got you,
problems.
Jared.
That's all I want. I want Jared Payton.
Jared,
problems.
Did you grow up with the internet? Yes or no?
Yes, I grew up with the internet.
See?
We had a, yeah. Beeple bobble, but mine was like the dial up.
Yeah, no.
Like I had to wait a little bit.
Exactly.
You know,
we're talking about that. No one's talking about broadband. We're just saying, could you go online? Could you go into a chat room? Yes, you could.
Yes.
Thank you, Jared. I appreciate your honesty. These people are acting like I'm crazy because I had internet in Huntsville, freaking Alabama.
Maybe we just didn't have all the technologies south of here, like and west of here.
Okay. All right. On that note, Jared, we appreciate you stopping by as always. Hopefully next week we're talking about a 3-2 Bears team, okay?
Hey, you guys have a great weekend and go Bears. You know it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.